WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Brackets Hunter.
Hey.
740, talking about the most expensive mistake we've ever made at 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Trying to think of mine.
Luckily, I've been pretty good. I'm fairly good with my money. I've, like, purchased stupid things, but nothing that's been like, oh, my God, I can't believe I bought. Oh, no. I will say recently, though, I did make an expensive mistake. So Kiki and I have a fire pit in our backyard, right? And whoever lived there before didn't do much with it. They built a nice fire pit. It's good. But then it was just kind of like dirt just around. Dirty. You could see like a circle where people. So I was like, you know what? Let's put
clean it up a little bit.
Put a nice border, fill it up with some white rock. You know, she saw it and she liked the design. So I'm all excited. It's like a Tuesday. I'm like, you know what? Let's go do this. Let's get it done. So I go to, I think it was Lowe's or Home Depot. Anyway, I can't remember. Anyway, because I know they had the bags there.
The materials.
The materials. And I get it all done, Hunter. And I get all the bags. And everything. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there looking at my work. And I just go, ow!
You're Mara.
Idiot. A project that big, I should have went to a landscaper and got a truckload full, a bucket full. I cost myself probably about... $200 extra that I didn't need to spend because I need bags. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Being in a new area. So where I grew up in Wisconsin, there was a landscaping place right at the end of our driveway on our farm. So whenever I did landscaping at the farm, I just went right up there.
Went right up there, yeah.
Didn't even think about it. So there I am. I even called my dad. I'm like, Dad.
I'm a moron.
I'm a moron. He's laughing. He's like, anything past 10 bags, go to the big, go to a landscaper.
Yeah.
So that right there, it looks great. And it's not like I can bag those rocks back up and take them back. Sorry. I don't want that. So I felt like an idiot. That was kind of an expensive mistake.
Pretty expensive mistake.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, yep. I've done the same, man. I bought a $400 RC truck one time. Girlfriend, she was a girlfriend at the time. She didn't like it too much. The best part of it, when I got it in the mail, though, I had like a Hot Wheels, like a little tiny Hot Wheels car.
Yeah.
You know, and so when she's like, hey, let me see the truck you just bought, you know, for $400. So I show her this tiny little RC, like Hot Wheels. She's like, are you serious? But anyway, man, I have to say the thing was fun. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But it just broke every time. The thing was so fast and so aggressive, you know. Like, of course it's going to break. I didn't think of
$400. Yeah, you could have buy a $20 one
right.
And cruise that around when it breaks. All right, you're only out $20.
Exactly, man. And so I'd drive it like 10 minutes at a time and then work on it for like 8 hours.
When's the last time you used it?
Well, I sold it. I was like, dude, I'm done with this thing, man. It breaks too much.
Fixing it.
All right.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most expensive mistake you've ever made? Give us a call. Comment on Facebook. More to come. Hey there. Good morning. 750 is Brackets Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
What's the most expensive mistake you ever made?
Ever.
Sometimes we do silly things with money. We do.
I just like took a peek at like my Amazon purchase history, and like if you do it on a computer, they'll show you how many items you've bought in like the past year. I'm in like the 400s or something.
Your most expensive mistake with money was signing up for Amazon
Prime. Damn it! I knew it too. I knew it was gonna happen.
But yep, because it was only 99 to start.
Mm-hmm.
But now look at you.
I'm just like looking up random stuff to buy to buy it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I looked up last night?
What?
Bolt cutters. Why do I need bolt cutters? You know why? Because it came to my brain, and for some reason, my brain's like, dude, you might need them someday.
Think about all the things, all the bolts I could cut.
Right.
Gotcha, moron.
Exactly.
Let's take a couple phone calls. Most expensive mistake you've ever made. Bolt cutters?
What?
God, you're an idiot.
What?
WIRX, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I got for the most... messed up way I didn't spend my money correctly.
Yeah, what'd you do? What's your expensive mistake?
I didn't invest in a penny stock, which would have made me a couple $1 million.
Ah,
$500 investment.
Oh no! Dude, that investing is so tough.
It was
tough.
A quarter of a penny a share, and these guys at the outage were like, hey, invest in this penny stock. It's only a $500 investment.
Oh,
that next week, those guys retired because the penny stock went from a quarter of a penny a share to $38 a share in 1 week.
No! That is...
So I messed up big time.
My heart breaks for you, man. That's tough. All right, well, enjoy not being a millionaire.
Now I'm working for a living.
Right, yeah.
Hey, we got to do it sometimes, man. All right, brother, thanks for the call.
Yeah, you got to...
Have a good one.
You too, bye.
You got to live the rest of your life knowing that.
See,
like, I was like 2 seconds away from being a millionaire.
I have an investing story. There's a guy, when I was down in Springfield, a client that worked with the radio, he's a tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
He came to me with he was mentioning this investment opportunity. And I really liked it. So I invested $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, because I thought it was a golden idea.
Moron.
Did not work out.
Nope.
And I've been hitting this guy up to give me my money back.
The investment thing is so tough because there's so many horror stories and there's so few like winning stories.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like when you do win and you do come out on top, you come out on top.
Exactly. The few people that didn't invest in Apple or did invest in Apple or whatever, Facebook, I mean, that's not that much. So
yeah, what was the Apple thing? Didn't like somebody make a picture for him? Or were you telling me that?
No, Facebook. Facebook. When they first got their offices, when they were first starting up, they had a street artist come in and paint a mural or paint their wall, and they gave them stock. They said, "Look, we can't pay you right now, but here's stock in Facebook."
And now he's like just multi-million,
$500 million now. It's like, yeah. I'm glad I didn't take the $50 wall painting.
Exactly.
Let's take another phone call quick before we take a break. Your worst, most expensive money purchase or expensive money mistake. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Larry.
The most expensive mistake I ever made was getting having three daughters out of a wedlock and having to pay child support for 18 years.
No!
Oh, man.
Oh,
should have worn a rubber.
That's expensive.
Should have worn a rubber. What are you doing? Come on, Larry.
Most of the time I did, but, you know. Shit happens.
But you love your children, though, right?
Of course.
It doesn't sound like it.
Right. No, actually, I don't.
I don't. They were a real burden on my life.
They can't hear me because they're out of state, so.
All right, Larry. That's definitely an expensive mistake. Nice job, bud.
All right, bye.
Later. A rubber cost 50 cents at the right gas station bathroom.
Use it.
Use it. More expensive mistakes when we come back. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, expensive mistakes. They're the worst. We all make mistakes, but when there's money involved,
yeah.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Alex.
Downstairs,
yeah,
Alex?
Yeah, downstairs, Alex. We work with her. She said college. But no, you got an education.
Yeah,
mine was kind of a mistake. Well,
it depends on how you use it. So this is a touchy subject for people.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to use, you know what I think college should be? Job-specific classes.
Well,
many dumb classes you got to take that you know you're never going to use.
I think it is weird that there's still like when I went for degrees, like I still had like electives. I had certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, I mean, obviously it's different than high school, but it's still kind of the same. You're still almost kind of like, you're almost treated like a child. Like,
yeah.
I took a racquetball class in college because I had to have a phys ed elective. Why?
So
why did I have to have a phys ed elective to get my communications degree?
It all comes back to the moolah, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I had a great time taking that racquetball class, and it's a lifelong thing I'll enjoy, but...
We went out to a live broadcast the other day. I had two interns with me that day that pissed you off. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I know.
And they were talking about college books. Man, I just had to buy college books. This one book was like $200.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know, I had to pay like $75 for this, $150.
And you know what you'll get back for that? If you're lucky, maybe half. Most times they're like, oh, sorry, that's an old edition. We're not taking it back.
Yeah, we don't use it anymore.
Add it to your collection.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, college can be an expensive mistake. Tracy said marriage. Naomi said getting married.
Yeah. Can be expensive. That's why you got to be smart with it.
I like this one. So most expensive mistake. Jason said he gave the Salvation Army bell ringer a $100 bill instead of a $1.
Oh, damn.
Check the bills, folks. check the bills.
Damn, because you can't just be like, hey,
can I get that?
Can I get that back?
Can I get 99 of that back?
Right, right. Can you open that thing
you
up?
You know what, Jason? Just think about all the good you did with that $100.
Yeah, you're right. He's absolutely right.
You know?
But damn.
Elijah said, at my current job, I didn't charge a customer the right price, and the company had to eat $1,800.
Oh.
Eesh.
That's a tough one to tell the boss.
Aye. Oh, on the other side, when my brother and I were deployed, his driver took a turn too fast and rolled their vehicle. The damage was around $250,000.
Hey.
Whoo. Let's see. Lindsay, $4,000 for a car. I only got to drive for a few weeks. Vehicles can be tough.
Yeah.
I had that with mine. Actually, you know what? My truck.
Your truck is a money pit.
My truck is an expensive mistake from that son of a bitch up in South Haven. That's all I'm going to say. Let's see. Emily said, I accidentally downloaded the Carter's app. It's clothing for kids.
Hmm.
They spent a lot of money on kids' clothing. That can be expensive.
Yeah, I hear that's not cheap. Kids.
Cameron said, my ex-girlfriend. Deanna said, going to college. Rebecca, marriage. But I think James has the best answer out of all of them. James' most expensive mistake is dignity.
Oh, God. Nice.
Damn it, James. Get it together.
Get it together.
All right. We're going to take a break. More when we come back.